Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE English as a Second Language, Paper 2, Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. Which subject does the girl say she will probably study at university?
What do you think you'll study at university?
I'm not sure. I've always enjoyed doing science experiments, you know, mixing chemicals and seeing how they react. I think that could get a bit complicated at degree level, though. And I can't imagine myself studying history. The past doesn't interest me. I thought about music and songwriting. You know how I love playing my guitar. They say that if you can't decide what to study, you should do what you enjoy most. I've always been into geography, landscapes and nature, so that's the most likely option.
What do you think you'll study at university?
I'm not sure. I've always enjoyed doing science experiments, you know, mixing chemicals and seeing how they react. I think that could get a bit complicated at degree level, though. And I can't imagine myself studying history. The past doesn't interest me. I thought about music and songwriting. You know how I love playing my guitar. They say that if you can't decide what to study, you should do what you enjoy most. I've always been into geography, landscapes and nature, so that's the most likely option.
Question 2. What did the boy find difficult today?
Have you been surfing?
Yeah, I'm just back from my lesson. The waves were much bigger than usual, which was really challenging. I only managed to ride one.
How far do you go out?
Well, the instructor pulls you out into the sea with a jet bike, and then you let go and stand up. I'm not bad at that. Anyway, today they showed us how to shower the boards. We haven't done that before, but it's straightforward. I do need to get my own wetsuit, though, because I've had to borrow one every time.
Have you been surfing?
Yeah, I'm just back from my lesson. The waves were much bigger than usual, which was really challenging. I only managed to ride one.
How far do you go out?
Well, the instructor pulls you out into the sea with a jet bike, and then you let go and stand up. I'm not bad at that. Anyway, today they showed us how to shower the boards. We haven't done that before, but it's straightforward. I do need to get my own wetsuit, though, because I've had to borrow one every time.
Question 3. What has the woman decided to eat less of?
Mmm, that smells delicious.
Thanks. I need to eat more fresh stuff instead of those pre-prepared oven meals in trays I've got into the habit of eating, especially spaghetti with sauce.
You don't eat too badly. You don't have many snacks, chocolate or whatever.
No, and I've never been into cheese or cream. It's just that anything you get out of a packet tends to have more fat and salt than you realise.
That's probably true, though they're better than they used to be.
Right. Anyway, we'll still have our Thursday burger night together.
Mmm, that smells delicious.
Thanks. I need to eat more fresh stuff instead of those pre-prepared oven meals in trays I've got into the habit of eating, especially spaghetti with sauce.
You don't eat too badly. You don't have many snacks, chocolate or whatever.
No, and I've never been into cheese or cream. It's just that anything you get out of a packet tends to have more fat and salt than you realise.
That's probably true, though they're better than they used to be.
Right. Anyway, we'll still have our Thursday burger night together.
Question 4. What is the boy doing this weekend?
Are you still volunteering with the environment group?
Yeah, it isn't all interesting. We collect rubbish from green spaces and things, but it is worthwhile. It helps protect wildlife, birds and small animals. They're doing health checks for wildlife this weekend, actually. I wouldn't mind being involved, but I don't know much about animal health. So I'll be with the tree planting team. We're trying to create a natural environment on some empty land in town. Do you fancy coming along sometime? They need help preparing some fences.
Okay, why not? Are you still volunteering with the environment group?
Yeah, it isn't all interesting. We collect rubbish from green spaces and things, but it is worthwhile. It helps protect wildlife, birds and small animals. They're doing health checks for wildlife this weekend, actually. I wouldn't mind being involved, but I don't know much about animal health. So I'll be with the tree planting team. We're trying to create a natural environment on some empty land in town. Do you fancy coming along sometime? They need help preparing some fences.
Okay, why not?
Question 5. What did the friends both enjoy seeing on holiday?
It was kind of your parents to invite me along on holiday with you. I'd never been to France. Those fields of sunflowers were incredible. I honestly didn't realise they always turned to face the sun.
I know. Beautiful. That's the kind of thing that makes travelling so cool. What did you think of that castle we visited? It wasn't my thing.
The history was interesting. And that harbour where we had dinner was nice.
I didn't really notice. Anyway, I thought we'd get to a sandy beach, but it was all rocks.
Yeah, pity. It was kind of your parents to invite me along on holiday with you. I'd never been to France. Those fields of sunflowers were incredible. I honestly didn't realise they always turned to face the sun.
I know. Beautiful. That's the kind of thing that makes travelling so cool. What did you think of that castle we visited? It wasn't my thing.
The history was interesting. And that harbour where we had dinner was nice.
I didn't really notice. Anyway, I thought we'd get to a sandy beach, but it was all rocks.
Yeah, pity.
Question 6. What activity do the girl and boy agree to do for their mother's birthday?
Shall we go somewhere on Mum's birthday?
I was thinking she might like to visit that llama farm.
Llamas? Are they those animals that look a bit like camels? Let's not. A hike is more Mum's kind of thing.
I agree. She loves that route through the mountains. Or we could go out for lunch.
We did that last time.
OK, let's go with what you suggested. We might get to watch the sunset from up there. It'd be better at the lake, but it doesn't matter.
True. Shall we go somewhere on Mum's birthday?
I was thinking she might like to visit that llama farm.
Llamas? Are they those animals that look a bit like camels? Let's not. A hike is more Mum's kind of thing.
I agree. She loves that route through the mountains. Or we could go out for lunch.
We did that last time.
OK, let's go with what you suggested. We might get to watch the sunset from up there. It'd be better at the lake, but it doesn't matter.
True.
Question 7. What is the theme for this year's photography competition?
We're looking for people aged between 13 and 19 to take part in this year's youth photography competition. Get your cameras ready. Themes have previously included extreme weather and even fashion, which was very popular. Last year's theme was intended to be faces, but the competition was cancelled. We considered having a different theme, insects this time, but in the end, decided to give you a chance to submit pictures on the theme we couldn't do last time. All you have to do is take your photo, edit it, and upload it to our website. We're looking for people aged between 13 and 19 to take part in this year's youth photography competition. Get your cameras ready. Themes have previously included extreme weather and even fashion, which was very popular. Last year's theme was intended to be faces, but the competition was cancelled. We considered having a different theme, insects, this time, but in the end, decided to give you a chance to submit pictures on the theme we couldn't do last time. All you have to do is take your photo, edit it, and upload it to our website.
Question 8. Where is the family's new house?
Hi, I was expecting you here by now to help us in our new house. I'm wondering if you've got the wrong address? There's another road with a similar name, but it's out in the countryside. We're on the main street in town. It's not hard to find. At least not like our old house where you had to cross the river at the right place. Anyway, if you get to the petrol station, you've gone way too far, so turn round. The house is actually easier to spot coming from that direction. Hi, I was expecting you here by now to help us in our new house. I'm wondering if you've got the wrong address? There's another road with a similar name, but it's out in the countryside. We're on the main street in town. It's not hard to find. At least not like our old house where you had to cross the river at the right place. Anyway, if you get to the petrol station, you've gone way too far, so turn round. The house is actually easier to spot coming from that direction.
That is the end of exercise 1. Now turn to exercise 2. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear 2 classmates talking about a school sports lesson. Now look at questions 9 and 10.
That Spanish game, Pelota, that we played in our sports class was fun.
Yeah. I thought it'd be tricky hitting a ball against a wall with your hand. I managed it, though, which was satisfying.
Yeah, it's great to pick up new stuff. And the rules were simple.
But it did get competitive. I'm pleased our team won. Amazing to think it's played in several countries.
But we'd never heard of it.
No. After the lesson, I checked whether there was somewhere to do it nearby. And luckily there is. I found clips online too. But I'm not sure they even were Pelota, because the players were catching the ball with a glove. Maybe it's another version of the game.
That Spanish game, Pelota, that we played in our sports class was fun.
Yeah, I thought it'd be tricky hitting a ball against a wall with your hand. I managed it though, which was satisfying.
Yeah, it's great to pick up new stuff. And the rules were simple.
But it did get competitive. I'm pleased our team won. Amazing to think it's played in several countries.
But we'd never heard of it.
No. After the lesson, I checked whether there was somewhere to do it nearby. And luckily there is. I found clips online too. But I'm not sure they even were Pelota, because the players were catching the ball with a glove. Maybe it's another version of the game.
You will hear an advertisement for some fruit picking work. Now look at questions 11 and 12.
Northwest Farms is looking for temporary fruit pickers over the age of 18. Full training will be given on the job. Work patterns will vary, so you'll need to be very flexible. They'll include some early mornings and weekends, and there may be the possibility of joining our team permanently. There are some great advantages for workers. You'll be provided with food during your shift in our newly built canteen, where you'll get to taste some of our delicious fruit. We also have space in our staff accommodation for anyone doing late shifts without their own transport, free of charge. You'll be paid by the hour, and you can boost your earnings by doing extra hours. See our website for further information. Northwest Farms is looking for temporary fruit pickers over the age of 18. Full training will be given on the job. Work patterns will vary, so you'll need to be very flexible. They'll include some early mornings and weekends, and there may be the possibility of joining our team permanently. There are some great advantages for workers. You'll be provided with food during your shift in our newly built canteen, where you'll get to taste some of our delicious fruit. We also have space in our staff accommodation for anyone doing late shifts without their own transport, free of charge. You'll be paid by the hour, and you can boost your earnings by doing extra hours. See our website for further information.
You will hear two friends talking about a cooking course they are doing. Now look at questions 13 and 14.
I'm enjoying this cooking course. Are you?
Yeah. I like that the dishes are familiar ones and you don't need expensive equipment to make them at home. And the fact it only uses foods that are in season is great. It means local farmers benefit and it reduces the carbon footprint. I haven't been shown any new techniques yet, like I hoped. What do you think of the course?
Well, I couldn't even boil an egg properly before this. I'm joking, but I could only do basic things. I think it's incredible how much flavour you can add just with a few herbs. I'm going to experiment on my own and try to improve my cooking, make some more challenging dishes. I'm enjoying this cooking course. Are you?
Yeah. I like that the dishes are familiar ones and you don't need expensive equipment to make them at home. And the fact it only uses foods that are in season is great. It means local farmers benefit and it reduces the carbon footprint. I haven't been shown any new techniques yet, like I hoped. What do you think of the course?
Well, I couldn't even boil an egg properly before this. I'm joking, but I could only do basic things. I think it's incredible how much flavour you can add just with a few herbs. I'm going to experiment on my own and try to improve my cooking, make some more challenging dishes.
You will hear two students talking about a school football match they watched. Now look at questions 15 and 16.
What did you think of that match? I felt like I could only hear our opponents' fans cheering.
Probably because they kept scoring whilst our team did nothing. So why did the referee send Michael off the pitch? He didn't trip that guy on purpose. That was irritating.
It bothered me too. At least that goal went in right before the end.
Why did we do so badly though? I know that our team spent lots of time on the field preparing for the season.
True. And it wasn't their new teammates. They didn't do a bad job at all.
I guess it might be because Ollie and Adam haven't recovered from their knee and ankle problems yet.
That must be it. What did you think of that match? I felt like I could only hear our opponents' fans cheering.
Probably because they kept scoring whilst our team did nothing. So why did the referee send Michael off the pitch? He didn't trip that guy on purpose. That was irritating.
It bothered me too. At least that goal went in right before the end.
Why did we do so badly though? I know that our team spent lots of time on the field preparing for the season.
True. And it wasn't their new teammates. They didn't do a bad job at all.
I guess it might be because Ollie and Adam haven't recovered from their knee and ankle problems yet.
That must be it.
You will hear a woman leaving a voicemail message at the dentist. Now look at questions 17 and 18.
Hi, it's Sandy Preston. I've got an appointment tomorrow with the dentist to have my teeth checked. I was wondering whether it could be brought forward by half an hour. It's just that I seem to have been given the same time to get my teeth cleaned. Can you let me know if that's still going ahead? Or will everything be done in the same appointment? Also, you sent an online form I had to fill in. I submitted it, but just as I hit the send button, I noticed you've got my former address on it. Perhaps I could have changed it, but I couldn't get it back again once it had been sent. Anyway, I'll tell you tomorrow. Bye. Hi, it's Sandy Preston. I've got an appointment tomorrow with the dentist to have my teeth checked. I was wondering whether it could be brought forward by half an hour. It's just that I seem to have been given the same time to get my teeth cleaned. Can you let me know if that's still going ahead? Or will everything be done in the same appointment? Also, you sent an online form I had to fill in. I submitted it, but just as I hit the send button, I noticed you've got my former address on it. Perhaps I could have changed it, but I couldn't get it back again once it had been sent. Anyway, I'll tell you tomorrow. Bye.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now turn to exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a boy called Aaron giving a talk about his experience of the sport of ice climbing. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the talk twice. Now look at questions 19 to 26.
I'm Aaron, and I recently tried the sport of ice climbing, which is where you climb an icy surface such as a cliff or frozen waterfall. I've always done extreme sports, but I'd never thought about ice climbing until a colleague invited me to an indoor ice climbing venue. I took one look at the guys on the ice wall and said, "No way." It was only when I came across it again at a snow sport festival that I even considered trying it. After that, I seemed to notice ice climbing a lot, especially in the mountains. Ice climbers insist that ice climbing's brilliant, largely due to the fact that you see places most people never get to because they're in the middle of nowhere. They're not always spectacular, but do provide a challenge. You can't expect them to be quiet, apparently. There'll always be other climbers around. Eventually, I convinced myself I'd be able to give it a good go. I wasn't an especially strong rock climber in terms of skill, but I'd no fear of being really high up. I was only accustomed to rock climbing when it was fine and dry, though. Obviously, you can only ice climb in colder months. I signed up for a beginner's lesson to try the activity with an instructor. First, we were shown the huge pile of equipment involved, some of which I hadn't used before. That added to the thrill for me, though those who'd done no climbing seemed anxious about it. And there are loads of special clothes to wear. Any climbing warms you up because of the effort required, but you can cool down as you lower yourself by rope. When I realised my outer jacket to keep me dry was at home, I felt annoyed. At least I'd got my woolen layer on close to my skin, and I hadn't forgotten to grab extra gloves on my way out. Soon, I was at the bottom of the ice wall, ready to start climbing. We'd been told there was no danger provided we followed the instructions. I was sure it'd be a fascinating experience, and unexpected things were bound to happen. I noticed some people laughing and joking, but I wasn't quite relaxed enough for that. The movements in ice climbing can be hard to get used to. I got into the correct standing position on the ice, but soon realised that relying on my arms to pull myself up with wouldn't work. You have to kick with your legs, which felt really awkward. You also have to swing your ice tools up above you, but that didn't cause problems. Then, suddenly, I was at the top of the ice wall. All I could think about was when I was going to have another go so I could improve on my performance. Was it my greatest climbing achievement? Probably not, but it was definitely an adventure.
Now you will hear the talk again.
I'm Aaron, and I recently tried the sport of ice climbing, which is where you climb an icy surface such as a cliff or frozen waterfall. I've always done extreme sports, but I'd never thought about ice climbing until a colleague invited me to an indoor ice climbing venue. I took one look at the guys on the ice wall and said, "No way." It was only when I came across it again at a snow sport festival that I even considered trying it. After that, I seemed to notice ice climbing a lot, especially in the mountains. Ice climbers insist that ice climbing's brilliant, largely due to the fact that you see places most people never get to because they're in the middle of nowhere. They're not always spectacular, but do provide a challenge. You can't expect them to be quiet, apparently. There'll always be other climbers around. Eventually, I convinced myself I'd be able to give it a good go. I wasn't an especially strong rock climber in terms of skill, but I'd no fear of being really high up. I was only accustomed to rock climbing when it was fine and dry, though. Obviously, you can only ice climb in colder months. I signed up for a beginner's lesson to try the activity with an instructor. First, we were shown the huge pile of equipment involved, some of which I hadn't used before. That added to the thrill for me, though those who'd done no climbing seemed anxious about it. And there are loads of special clothes to wear. Any climbing warms you up because of the effort required, but you can cool down as you lower yourself by rope. When I realised my outer jacket to keep me dry was at home, I felt annoyed. At least I'd got my woolen layer on close to my skin, and I hadn't forgotten to grab extra gloves on my way out. Soon, I was at the bottom of the ice wall, ready to start climbing. We'd been told there was no danger provided we followed the instructions. I was sure it'd be a fascinating experience, and unexpected things were bound to happen. I noticed some people laughing and joking, but I wasn't quite relaxed enough for that. The movements in ice climbing can be hard to get used to. I got into the correct standing position on the ice, but soon realised that relying on my arms to pull myself up with wouldn't work. You have to kick with your legs, which felt really awkward. You also have to swing your ice tools up above you, but that didn't cause problems. Then, suddenly, I was at the top of the ice wall. All I could think about was when I was going to have another go so I could improve on my performance. Was it my greatest climbing achievement? Probably not, but it was definitely an adventure.
That is the end of exercise 3. Now turn to exercise 4. Exercise 4. You will hear 6 people talking about achieving an ambition. For questions 27 to 32, choose from the list A to H which idea each speaker expresses. Write the correct letter, A to H, on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There are 2 extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now read statements A to H. Speaker 1.
My parents used to take me and my sister on fantastic holidays to interesting places, but I'd always fancied doing some exploring on my own and decided to go on a day trip to our capital city. It took me quite a while to organise it because I wondered whether I'd really enjoy not having someone to share the experience with. In fact, planning and going on the journey made me feel I could do anything.
Speaker 2.
I started designing and making my own clothes when I was 13. My early attempts weren't very successful, and I wouldn't have dreamed of wearing them in public much as I'd have liked to. When I finally made what I thought was the perfect outfit, I wore it to a party. I got so many positive comments that I felt really proud. People asked why I hadn't worn my own stuff sooner, but the time just hadn't been right for me.
Speaker 3.
When me and my friends who were in a band got to record a song together in a real recording studio, we were so excited about it. Everyone warned us it wouldn't be as easy as we thought it would be, but they were wrong, and we had an incredible time. The producers were easy to work with, and it went smoothly. That's when I started to think that becoming a full-time musician didn't just have to be a dream.
Speaker 4.
I've always loved taking drama classes at our local theatre, and eventually the coach thought I'd be good enough for a main role in a play they were putting on. I was thrilled to have been chosen and couldn't wait to show what I could do on stage. The moment I did, I suddenly felt terrified I'd forget the lines. That feeling stayed with me, which spoiled my enjoyment. Will I do it again? Without a doubt. I'll be better prepared, though.
Speaker 5.
My ambition was to cycle the length of my country. When I felt I'd done enough training, I set off, my bike loaded with camping gear. I wish I'd considered how much that would slow me down. The hills were incredibly tough, but I managed. I'd had this idea there'd be people lining the roads, cheering, and little kids would want to be me. It wasn't like that, but I enjoyed it every bit as much as I thought I would.
Speaker 6.
I did my first skydive last week. I've been looking forward to doing it, and going up in the plane was pretty exciting. I was certain I'd enjoy the jump, even with all the instructions I had to remember, and I'm glad I did it. My family thought it was funny watching me from below. It was over so fast, but I knew I probably wouldn't have another go at it. I'm saving for a different adventure now.
Now you will hear the six speakers again. Speaker 1.
My parents used to take me and my sister on fantastic holidays to interesting places, but I'd always fancied doing some exploring on my own and decided to go on a day trip to our capital city. It took me quite a while to organise it because I wondered whether I'd really enjoy not having someone to share the experience with. In fact, planning and going on the journey made me feel I could do anything.
Speaker 2.
I started designing and making my own clothes when I was 13. My early attempts weren't very successful, and I wouldn't have dreamed of wearing them in public much as I'd have liked to. But when I finally made what I thought was the perfect outfit, I wore it to a party. I got so many positive comments that I felt really proud. People asked why I hadn't worn my own stuff sooner, but the time just hadn't been right for me.
Speaker 3.
When me and my friends who were in a band got to record a song together in a real recording studio, we were so excited about it. Everyone warned us it wouldn't be as easy as we thought it would be, but they were wrong, and we had an incredible time. The producers were easy to work with, and it went smoothly. That's when I started to think that becoming a full-time musician didn't just have to be a dream.
Speaker 4.
I've always loved taking drama classes at our local theatre, and eventually the coach thought I'd be good enough for a main role in a play they were putting on. I was thrilled to have been chosen and couldn't wait to show what I could do on stage. The moment I did, I suddenly felt terrified I'd forget the lines. That feeling stayed with me, which spoiled my enjoyment. Will I do it again? Without a doubt. I'll be better prepared, though.
Speaker 5.
My ambition was to cycle the length of my country. When I felt I'd done enough training, I set off, my bike loaded with camping gear. I wish I'd considered how much that would slow me down. The hills were incredibly tough, but I managed. I'd had this idea there'd be people lining the roads, cheering, and little kids would want to be me. It wasn't like that, but I enjoyed it every bit as much as I thought I would.
Speaker 6.
I did my first skydive last week. I've been looking forward to doing it, and going up in the plane was pretty exciting. I was certain I'd enjoy the jump, even with all the instructions I had to remember, and I'm glad I did it. My family thought it was funny watching me from below. It was over so fast, but I knew I probably wouldn't have another go at it. I'm saving for a different adventure now.
That is the end of exercise 4. Now turn to exercise 5. Exercise 5. You will hear an interview with a young artist called Daniel Mercer, who paints pictures of his local area. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now look at questions 33 to 40.
I'm joined today by young local artist Daniel Mercer. Daniel, what made you want to start painting?
Like most kids, I did loads of art when I was younger, but I lacked confidence in painting. Then an art teacher made a favourable comparison between a painting I'd done in class and a mural, you know, a large picture on the wall of a building by a well-known painter. And that was that. It felt like my artistic skills were really being valued.
Did you study art at university after leaving school?
Yes, I went with fine art after wondering about doing design, which I think was the right move. If I could go back in time, though, I'd have gone to Italy or France and got a job in an artist's studio. That kind of experience would have developed my skills far more than a degree, no matter how much effort I put into studying.
You work mostly with oil paints. Why is that?
I like to come back to paintings I've done and rework them, moving a line here and the shape of a cloud there, for example. And oil paints allow for that because they only become hard days later. The colours are good too, perhaps not quite as impressive as some other types of paint, like acrylics, even when I put it on in thick layers across the whole picture. And that's also not a very effective way of painting in terms of cost.
You seem to prefer painting cities to landscapes, Daniel. Why is that?
I'm fortunate enough to live within easy reach of a range of interesting places to paint. But none of the pictures I create of the countryside or sea seem to have as much energy as those showing urban scenes. Having said that, potential customers seem willing to pay more for paintings of landscapes, so I do plenty of those too.
I hear you sometimes paint in your car. Is that true?
Very much so. I prefer creating work directly from the actual scene, rather than using a photo. If the temperatures get too low, though, I lose the feeling in my hands, so sitting in the car allows me to carry on working. It's not ideal, seeing whatever I'm painting through a car window, and I get some funny looks from pedestrians who walk past. But it's better than just giving up.
You've had your first solo exhibition recently. How was that?
Great. Although I had to get the gallery to move some of the paintings round before it began, they'd been hung too low. Anyway, once that was sorted, I could relax and just wait to see who'd turn up and in what numbers. They'd planned lots of publicity for it, so it was unlikely that there'd be a shortage of visitors.
So, what are your plans now?
I'm actually pretty excited as I've just got involved with an organisation that uses donations from the public to help the older residents of my city. The charity's aim is to raise money by encouraging local school-age children to paint elderly people. The original intention was to display the pictures at a local theatre until we realised we'd reach more people by putting them online instead.
And finally, any advice for anyone wishing to take up painting?
Before rushing off to look for art courses in your area, buy a few inexpensive basic paints and some plain paper. Then just paint what you see, inside or outside, it doesn't matter, without any expectations of how good you'll be. It'll quickly give you an idea of whether it's something you'd want to take further or not, and avoids you potentially wasting lots of time and money.
Thanks, Daniel.
Now you will hear the interview again.
I'm joined today by young local artist Daniel Mercer. Daniel, what made you want to start painting?
Like most kids, I did loads of art when I was younger, but I lacked confidence in painting. Then an art teacher made a favourable comparison between a painting I'd done in class and a mural, you know, a large picture on the wall of a building by a well-known painter. And that was that. It felt like my artistic skills were really being valued.
Did you study art at university after leaving school?
Yes, I went with fine art after wondering about doing design, which I think was the right move. If I could go back in time, though, I'd have gone to Italy or France and got a job in an artist's studio. That kind of experience would have developed my skills far more than a degree, no matter how much effort I put into studying.
You work mostly with oil paints. Why is that?
I like to come back to paintings I've done and rework them, moving a line here and the shape of a cloud there, for example. And oil paints allow for that because they only become hard days later. The colours are good too, perhaps not quite as impressive as some other types of paint, like acrylics, even when I put it on in thick layers across the whole picture. And that's also not a very effective way of painting in terms of cost.
You seem to prefer painting cities to landscapes, Daniel. Why is that?
I'm fortunate enough to live within easy reach of a range of interesting places to paint. But none of the pictures I create of the countryside or sea seem to have as much energy as those showing urban scenes. Having said that, potential customers seem willing to pay more for paintings of landscapes, so I do plenty of those too.
I hear you sometimes paint in your car. Is that true?
Very much so. I prefer creating work directly from the actual scene, rather than using a photo. If the temperatures get too low, though, I lose the feeling in my hands, so sitting in the car allows me to carry on working. It's not ideal, seeing whatever I'm painting through a car window, and I get some funny looks from pedestrians who walk past. But it's better than just giving up.
You've had your first solo exhibition recently. How was that?
Great. Although I had to get the gallery to move some of the paintings round before it began, they'd been hung too low. Anyway, once that was sorted, I could relax and just wait to see who'd turn up and in what numbers. They'd planned lots of publicity for it, so it was unlikely that there'd be a shortage of visitors.
So, what are your plans now?
I'm actually pretty excited, as I've just got involved with an organisation that uses donations from the public to help the older residents of my city. The charity's aim is to raise money by encouraging local school-age children to paint elderly people. The original intention was to display the pictures at a local theatre, until we realised we'd reach more people by putting them online instead.
And finally, any advice for anyone wishing to take up painting?
Before rushing off to look for art courses in your area, buy a few inexpensive basic paints and some plain paper. Then just paint what you see, inside or outside, it doesn't matter, without any expectations of how good you'll be. It'll quickly give you an idea of whether it's something you'd want to take further or not, and avoids you potentially wasting lots of time and money.
Thanks, Daniel.
That is the end of exercise 5. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the examination.